Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is fun Friday time. You made it through another week. Hallelujah. I'm so happy for you guys. Now, you know, we're going to start every episode of The Lion Within Us with what? Scripture. That's right. Now, the scripture for this week was 3 John, right? 1, 2, 3. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Now, go back to the spiritual kickoff that I did 2 episodes back. Really unpacked that scripture, talked about that in depth, gave you some insight to how you could take that, what God's trying to tell us right there, from a prosper in our health and our soul, and apply it to your life. Now, if you missed the meat episode this week, shame on you. Go back. You do not want to miss this one, because we had none other than Dan Miller. Now, Dan, phenomenal business leader, has done things in his life that just unreal. And he unpacked the idea of how to take a ministry and to monetize. Because guys, you may have passions out there that you really want to start doing more. But you know what? You got responsibilities. You got to take care of family. I get it. So maybe take some lessons from Dan to start working in that direction, right? And you don't have to do it all at once. I mean, Dan, again, farm kid from Ohio, and he had to take slow steps, but he always focused on the relationships. Now, starting with that little course that he did in his Sunday school that led to a course he did for his church on Monday nights. But ultimately, that course fueled the material for his business. And he's taken and grown from there. And he's always applied relationship first. Learn what others are asking and then build them something to fix it. You know, so the whole thing about, if he gets asked 3 questions, he makes a resource. These are great ideas, guys. So if you're getting common questions, maybe you're getting common questions in your work right now. What if, instead of just answering that question over and over, what if you built something for your business, for your work? Maybe a PDF, an ebook, or a simple little 1-2 pager, or a how-to video. Little things like that can start setting you apart from the rest. And it's going to also give you an opportunity to learn some new skills. And at that point, once you're learning new skills, watch out. Because once you learn something new, you better be ready. God's going to use it. He is going to use it. I mean, Dan talks about looking inward first. I think his 3 a.m. list was unreal. 1 per year of life. That's pretty crazy. He has 101 people on his 3 a.m. list. That's when it's going down. Who are you going to call? I've always coached guys to have, you know, if you have 3 or 4, great. He's talking about have 1 for every year of your life. That's game changing. Game changing. And then never, ever forget that it's not too late for a new beginning. Guys, I'm telling you what, Dan Miller, it's a blessing, an honor that I got to have an opportunity to meet him, to spend some time with him. He's just as genuine and humble in the episode as that you guys hear as off air. I mean, just what a great individual. So I pray that helps you well. So now, fun Friday, you know what we're going to give? A health, wealth, self tip. So for a health tip, try this one out. Try keeping your palms up to remain calm. So lawyers, they actually teach this. I read this and I thought this would be a good tip. Lawyers teach their clients to rest their hands on their knees with their palms up as it, you know, as they're being interrogated, because it lowers their stress and it helps them relax. You know, there are scriptural references here to having your palms up as well, right? For praising the Lord and being joyful. So try it out right now. Just take your palms, put them on your knees. So your palms are, your the back of your hand is on your knees. Your palms are facing up, right? And see your spirit calm. Your edges smooth right out. Take a few breaths in. You know, go back to some of the Fun Friday episodes where we talked about the breathing exercises, the 6-7-8 or the square breathing, and do that as well. But palms up on your knees, that will help you just lower that stress, lower that anxiety, lower just all those roughness that we have in our life. So there you go. There's your health tip, guys. It's all about the body sometimes and getting focused. Okay. So you can do this at the dinner table. Maybe things ain't going right. It's spaghetti night and nobody wants to eat spaghetti. But your palms up, guys, and enjoy your breadsticks and don't lose your cool. All right. Now for your wealth tip, I want to talk about careers for a second, and specifically interviewing, because we're talking about 48 days to work in life you love. You may go on some interviews. Okay. So when you're interviewing, you know, you need to know when to discuss salary. Okay. Now I get it. That freaks some guys out sometimes, right? But here's the thing. There's a trajectory, a path. First, it starts with, why would we hire you? Okay. Then it moves to, we think we like you. Then it's, we like you. Then it's, we have to have you. At that point, once you know, that's the conversation. Because you want to have the conversation around salary before you get to step five. Step five is, we've got you, right? Once it's the paper is signed, sealed, and delivered. So you need, you know, to really know where you're at in that interview process. Do not disclose previous salaries. Now, some people may question this. I'm just telling you based off of past experience. I wouldn't do that. Inquire to their budget range for the position. That's what you need to know. Their budget for the position. Because you're not defined by your past paychecks, okay? Because you were making $50,000 before, you may be applying for a job that pays in the 70s. Don't pigeonhole yourself in the 50s. Stay humble. Recognize where you bring value. And remain true to yourself, but understand where you're at. Why would we hire you? We think we like you. We like you. We have to have you. Once you know they want you, that's when you need to start having these conversations. Okay. Before we've got you. Got it? Now, a self tip. Dream, plan, act. Dan talks about that in his book, actually. Do that with your wife. Okay. She needs you to be your partner in your career decisions. Too often we can get going down the road. We can get busy. Oh man, this is going great. I know I want to do this. And we got these terms in our head. And you know what? We just get it wrong. We do not need to make these decisions without her feedback. Remember the covenant of marriage. I talk about the covenant of marriage a lot, right? It's not a contract. It's not if you, then I, but rather than no matter what I do. So the covenant. If we really care, no matter what I do, we need to have her as part of our dream, planning, and action. So get that right. Make sure you're aligned there, because you'll have a much better. You don't want to be figuring this thing out once it's done. Let her be part of the decision. And you know what? If you get offers and things like that, take time to pray over it with her. And the same thing if she is changing careers, it goes vice versa. So there are your tips, guys. Health tip, palms up. Okay. That'll help you remain calm. Wealth tip, when you interview, know when to talk salary. It's right before we got you. You need to know where you're at in that process. Self tip, dream, plan, and act with your wife. Okay. Book of the week, big surprise, 48 days to the work and life you love. Guys, Dan sent me two copies of this book. The foreword is actually written by Dave Ramsey. He talked about Dave and they're pretty good friends here. Wonderful. This is a 20th anniversary edition. Guys, you can't go wrong with this one. It's a lot of good insight in here that really gives you a plan that you could take and move forward and start making the changes in your life. Now, I highly encourage you to check out the 48 Days community. Check out his podcast. His podcast is phenomenal. It's always just Dan going through different topics and questions and things like that. But I tell you what, tons of wisdom and insight and discernment that I have learned by following Dan, by connecting with him, and graciously having a chance to interview him here on the line with Dennis. So there you go, guys. There's your book of the week. Dad joke time. Are you ready? Dad joke number one. I got fired from my job because I kept asking my customers whether they prefer smoking or non-smoking. Apparently, the correct terms are cremation or burial. So, guys, I had to get approval from my wife on that one, but I think it's funny. Number two, I'm never again donating money to anyone collecting for a marathon. They just take the money and run. So, guys, there you go. Number one, I got fired from my job because I kept asking my customers whether they prefer smoking or non-smoking. Apparently, the correct terms are cremation or burial. And number two, I'm never again donating money to anyone collecting for a marathon. They just take the money and run. So, guys, there you go. Dad jokes of the day. Remember, eye rolls count. It's what it's about. It's having a little fun. Just trying to get you guys chuckling a little bit. You're too serious. We need to lighten up, guys. So the dad jokes are really supposed to just lighten things up, give you something fun going into the weekend about. Now, the question of the week we've talked about all week. Are you doing the work you were called to do? And guys, this is a tough question to answer. Very tough. It's tough for me. You know, it's very hard because the line within us, I'm called here. But at the same time, I got to take this time. I have to build it to be able to provide for our family. So I'm right now, we're in build mode. And that's just where we are. And you know what? We're going to get there. God's provision. He's got his hand on us. And he has his hand on you. No doubt about it. But also remember, it doesn't happen overnight. Dan's stuff took time, 8 years, right? Then he talked about 12 years. I mean, these things sometimes take a while. But too often, we just get caught up in social media. We see the success. We see the glamour, the lights, all the great stuff, but we don't see the work that was put in to get there. Guys, don't miss that. Don't miss that. It takes work. It takes genuine care. It takes relationships, and it takes a heart for serving others. So guys, I pray as you're thinking about your career and doing the work that you love, that this week, this conversations this week, even the spiritual kickoff, will get you moving, will get you thinking, will get you inspired to plan and start acting. So guys, I pray this served you well. Again, give us a rating and review. That really makes all the difference in the world. I mean, Apple Podcasts, I can't explain why, but the more reviews, the better. It really helps the algorithm just to get the line within us out in front of all the people. The best way, though, is you just send a text message to your buddy. Check out this episode. You need to hear this guy, Dan Miller. Or have you ever heard of this guy before? Or, hey, this guy, Chris, he sounds like an old redneck who talks about Jesus. Maybe you should listen to him. I'm okay with that, too. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Go to thelinewithin.us. Check out our resources. Guys, we have courses out there now. We have courses for the Bible study, okay? We have the Bible study. There you go. And we have the course broken down into health, wealth, and self. So maybe you just want to focus on one area. Just go that route. Maybe you want to jump on and be a monthly donor. Hey, this is support the line within us. We're not trying to be your church. We definitely want to come along beside, though, and be that supplement for your church life and to help you grow into that leader. You know what, guys? It takes resources. So consider being a monthly donor. That could be a great way that you could help us right now. But go out there, check out these things, the 10 scriptures to fight like a lion, the habits that we need in our life. These are resources we're building to serve you because we know that you're in a battle, but you're not in a battle alone. Remember that. Not in a battle alone. Hook up with us on Facebook. Check us out there because I try to put stuff out there every week. Join the Lion's Den too. You can do that to lionwithin.us right there. Join the Lion's Den is free. Easy way to connect with us, okay? Guys, we have Bible studies. There's a lot of stuff happening. Reach out. Don't just be a consumer. Be a participant. Jump in. Guys, I pray this message this week served you well. Thank you. There's so many podcasts you could be listening to, but you're listening to The Lion Within Us. If you've made it this far in the show, you are a dedicated listener, and I am so thankful to have you as part of The Lion's Den. So jump on in, guys. Have a great weekend. Use those dad jokes. Let us know which one hits the best. Get after it and unleash the lion within.
How would you like more strength, fortitude, and confidence in the battle called life? We created a guide that outlines 9 powerful habits that will strengthen the physical, mental, and spiritual areas you need to start making an impact today. To get your free guide, check out the link in the show notes or visit thelionwithin.us/habits. That's thelionwithin.us/habits and start creating the habits you need to be the leader you're predestined to be. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.